Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. Anything going on? I'm just curious. There's got to be something going on. The stock markets are doing better. That's a good thing, is it not? If you are looking at your IRA, your 401k, your Roth IRA, any of those nifty things. Carl Carlson's going to be along at 4:35. He's going to chat with us a little bit about, being better positioned. And, you know, it's not stock advice. Hey, you got to buy this. Buy it now. Sell short. Buy long. Build. I don't know. Whatever all that stuff. It's not that. What I have found. And what was, you know what's weird? A little surprising. I'm not a finance guy. You probably figured that out, right? It's just because there's numbers involved and I'm not a numbers guy. So I don't know. I need other people who understand that stuff. I don't. I thought for a long time when I was a kid that I would do that. Because I had a cousin who was a big-time stockbroker in New York, and I used to go and visit him. And it was really cool to be at the stock exchange and the cafeteria there, the lunchroom, dining room, whatever. I mean, it was pretty cool. And sitting in there, the food was great, probably no great shock there, but sitting in there, Andrew was his name, and sometimes his sons, because his sons and I are, I'm older, but comparable age, and I would go up and visit them in New York. It was really cool. It really was. It was really, really cool. I remember sitting there with the Wall Street Journal and all of these tickers, you know, it was really old style. I mean, I was a little kid, and The silverware was heavy. Doesn't that seem like a crazy thing to mention? But the silverware was really heavy, which indicated to me that it was really well made, right? So it was very expensive. And that was the point of it, believe me. It wasn't to help you build up your biceps lifting that spoon or that fork. It was to let you know,
well, we have a lot of money here. We spent it on cutlery.
Okay. But I never quite understood any of it. And so it became pretty clear to me, hey, that's not going to be my career path. And then, as you know, my first real jobs as a cop, I wasn't making enough money that I could really think about and say, oh, someday this or someday that. And I was young. I was single. And I looked at some of my co-workers, some of the other guys in the job were married with kids. They had families. They were into this, and they were talking about pensions and do we or do we not get lifetime health care? That was something they spoke about even then. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I didn't. I cared about running and gunning, and, I looked good in a uniform, and I could easily run after bad guys, and I got to drive really fast. I mean, that was my frame of reference. And I just didn't have a focus on financial components to that. And then I get involved in this goofy world of entertainment, right? Working pro wrestling, 34, almost 35 years now in talk radio. And there have been times where I've done rather well, right? You do morning drives in Boston, let me tell you something. You actually make a couple of dollars. That's the reality of it. Doing drive time in San Francisco and Miami, we did okay. Philadelphia, right? So now all of a sudden, there's a couple of dollars. Now, my parents never had two nickels to rub together, ever. And with that, well, I just didn't know, right? Since they didn't know, just didn't have any idea about finances. And so it just wasn't my thing. But now all of a sudden I had a couple of dollars. And then I've got a wife, and then I've got kids, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, this is something we need to deal with. And the best guy that I have ever dealt with has been Carl Carlson, because Carl's approach has always been really honestly about helping. And it's not easy work. It really just is not an easy thing. And that's why I like talking to Carl. And that's why I really do like having him on the program. And I like telling people about what he does and how he does it. And so he'll be with us at 4:35. And we've got Mort Klein joining us at 5:35, the president of the ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. Really getting hot and heavy now with the Heritage Foundation. I don't know what's going on there, but I'll tell you what, I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. Here we are, we're talking about finances, right? But I'm not giving a nickel to anybody. Until they get their stuff straightened out. So, Republican Party of Virginia, please, leave me alone. I'm not sending you guys any money until you actually know how to run a party. That's just a local thing. Heritage Foundation, I've been very impressed with some of the stuff that's happened over the years, but boy, these connections with people who seem very, very comfortable with Jew hatred, not interested. Not interested. And if that means that the leadership at the Heritage Foundation needs to resign, then so be it. That's what needs to happen. If that means that every one of us who in the past has been supportive of Heritage needs to say, Don't even reach out to me. Don't send me an email. Don't send me a text. I don't want to have any voicemails. I don't want anything from you until such time as you get your stuff together. Period. End of story.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So we'll talk with Mort Klein about that at 5:35. Quick reminder about the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is a lovely Monday. I'm taking a look at one of the texts coming in here. It says, Jeff, President Trump needs to move all these agencies out of D.C. so we can get these carpetbaggers out of Virginia. Well, it might be a little bit too late for that, but maybe not. You know, with this Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, saying, well, we're going to redistrict. I think there's only one Republican in Maryland anyway, and he wants to get rid of them. Well, what happens then? I would say, if you're President Trump, you say, listen, you guys do that, that's fine. But we're going to move all of the federal employees that are in Maryland, we're going to move them elsewhere. Now, the president can do this, and you know what's going to happen. They're going to try and set up roadblocks with these district court judges. But there's got to be some sort of recompense. At some point, somebody has to say, all right, you can do that, but you shouldn't. It's a little bit like the whole speaking freely thing. People always say, you know, I have the right to say this. I get you. I cannot be, I have the right to say something. You do. Question becomes, should you say it? I have the right to call that person this name and that name. Yeah, you absolutely do. But that's not the question. The question is, should you? I think it has to be the exact same thing when it comes to these federal employees. The states that want to redistrict and eliminate every Republican, yeah, you would apparently have the ability to do that. You would have, quote, the right to do that. But the president should say, here's what happens if you do that. Here is what happens when that happens, if that happens. Maybe that ought not happen. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.